240.
Hello, 240. I got your customer conduct. How can I help you?
Well, there were two gentlemen at the stop on 181st and Division, and I had to pass them up. One guy was in a wheelchair. They're drinking, and they're trying to hide their open containers under their jackets. So I had to pass them up.
Okay, and did you ask them, you know, they can leave the alcohol out at the stop, they can throw it away, and then they can board, they can dump it out, and if they want to save the can, and they can board, was any of that offered to them?
It wasn't offered, but I had them on earlier, and I called, and nobody answered. They were drunk, and they're cussing, and I called you guys earlier, and I didn't get a response.
Okay, I copy. I can't explain why you wouldn't have received a response. It could have been you were in fallback, but I wasn't here this morning, so I apologize for that. So were they being pretty, like, aggressive or anything like that? This is the second call we've gotten that they've been passed up, and we're just trying to figure and piece some things together.
The guy that's pushing him, he's really aggressive with other customers. He got on and he was carrying a Corona bottle. It wasn't open, but he's running up to women and he's talking to them and getting them to try to drink with him and things like that. That was happening earlier. And then the guy in the wheelchair, you know, they were cussing and going back and forth. And then they got off. And now the other guy is drunk and he's drinking, the guy in the wheelchair. And he's trying to hide his beer underneath his jacket. And I know the other guy is really drunk because that's why I was calling you guys earlier.
Okay, I copy. Thank you for that information. Can I get a description of him from you, and we'll send a supervisor over there to get eyes on him and kind of figure out what we need to do next.
Okay, well, there's two Hispanic guys. One is heavy set, that's in a wheelchair, and the other one is kind of slim. I think it's guys wearing jeans and a baseball cap and tennis shoes. Their ages are probably in their early 20s or not even in their 20s. So that's the only description I have right now.
Okay, I copy. And while we were talking here, I did look, and it looks like you had two radio failures this morning, so that would be why we didn't get your call. If something like that in the future happens, you know, and you feel like it's an emergency or a priority, you can always tie up the bus and step out of the seat and call us by phone if the fallback channel doesn't work. So we'll get a supervisor over there. We're going to time out here, so I'm going to give you a call back because I need to ask you one more question. We'll be clear at 1415.
15. 5 3 6 5.